Frank Iron. Yeah.
Hey, we have with us today Frank Iron, Sr. So, Frank, how old were you when you went to the service?
It's been around about 20.
20.
Yeah.
What were you doing before you went to the service?
Well, I was working there in Phoenix, Arizona, as a tailor.
As a tailor?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a tailor.
Yeah.
How'd you get to Phoenix?
Huh?
How'd you end up in Phoenix?
Oh, they sent us to that sanatorium first place. I mean, you know, I and Ralph, my cousin. And then I stayed, and he came back, and I went to that vocational school where I took up tailoring, you know, and that's...
Okay. Then, when did you join the service?
1937.
37?
October.
October 37.
Yeah. I don't know the exact date, it's October.
Okay. And what did you join?
Yeah, in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah.
What outfit did you join?
158th Infantry.
Oh, that was the Arizona Guard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
158th Infantry?
58.
Uh-huh. Where did you go for your basic and all that?
Well, we had it right there at Phoenix, you know. Yeah. Training every... But every Tuesday, I think, was we have, you know, training.
And then summer camp?
Yeah. In August, we go to summer camps.
Where'd you go at?
Well, we go to Flagstaff, Arizona, called Fort Huachuca.
Fort Huachuca, huh?
Yeah.
I forget how to spell Huachuca.
Me neither, I can't remember.
Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how long were you in the Guard?
What, 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, during the winter time, we have little maneuvers. Now and then, you know, just there.
Yeah.
And then, one summer we went to Fort Huachuca, Arizona. Then, another time we went to Fort Seal, Oklahoma.
Fort Seal?
Yeah.
Summer before the war broke out?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Every summer we go on training, you know.
Oh, 1940,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, in 1940, yeah. One summer we went to Louisiana, Oklahoma, and then on to Louisiana.
Oh.
Yeah, we had maneuvers there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, the war broke out in what?
1941, yeah, 7th.
And you were still in the Guard at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, my enlistment expired September 16, 1940. That's when they started to draft.
Okay, September 16?
Yeah.
40.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my time expired, enlistment expired, so I joined up again.
So you re-enlisted?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, re-enlisted, yeah.
Same outfit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you re-enlisted in September, right?
Yeah. And they,
what rank were you at the time? Still private?
I was first class private.
PFC?
Okay. Yeah. And then from there, I was from Phoenix to Fort Seal. That's when we had our training there again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Camp there, big camp. Okay. With 45th.
Fort Sill, and then they brought you back to Phoenix?
No. We just stayed. Well, Fort Sill, we stayed it for about, let's see, about 8 months, I think.
8 months?
Yeah. Then after that, we shipped us out to...
Did they federalize the Guard then? Or?
Yeah, they federalized
it. When did they federalize it, do you remember?
I think it's Fort Sill when we were...
You were at Fort Sill when they federalized
it? Yeah. Well, I was there at foot seal. I was a recruit trainer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course, corporal and promoted to corporal.
Oh, you corporal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Train recruits, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you guys were assigned to the 45th then?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we was the 45th.
5th Infantry Division, Oklahoma Guard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then from there we went to Abilene, Texas.
Abilene?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were there for about a year, I think. That's when that war broke out, you know, December 7th.
Okay.
The ship was out about 10, a little over 10 days over, I mean, but that's the Pearl Harbor.
The
ship is out.
Yeah.
Where
did they ship you
to? To Panama.
Panama?
Yeah. Yeah. God, that's a hot country.
Where were you at in Panama?
Oh, I was all over the place.
Where you
first, we were at Fort Clayton on the Pacific side.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved out to another place called Camp Sherrera.
How do you say the last? Sherrera?
Camp Sherrera, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know how to spell that either. Of course, we'd go from there to... there's a little place down there, that airstrip.
Hmm.
The south of Panama City. I forgot the name of that.
Well, probably we Howard Field.
Huh?
Howard Field?
No. It's a...
Francefield?
It's kind of not too big a place, you know, just
Elbrook. There's a little strip called Elbrook.
Yeah. It's I can't remember that place anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long were you in Panama?
Just about a year. Just about.
Were you guys separated from the rest of the 45th?
Well, we were in Texas, Abilene.
Mm.
We separated from there.
You separated from
Yeah. Just our regiment, you know, yeah. Sent south, you know.
Sent you south.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rest of the 45th stayed in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess they form a triangle division then.
Yeah.
And that's only used to be red, I mean.
Rectangle.
Yeah. Division, but
okay. Then, what did you do in Panama? Jungle training and all?
Well, a little training as well as patrol duty. And outpost duty, you know, and all that stuff.
Patrols.
Pacific side and Atlantic side.
Okay. When did you leave Panama?
On about, let's see. Must have been around about February.
February 40?
I think, yeah. 41.
February 42?
Yeah, 42, yeah. Yeah, we shipped out to South Pacific.
Where'd they take you out? By ship?
Yeah.
Where'd they send you to Hawaii?
Huh?
To Hawaii?
No, it was clear down to Australia.
Oh.
Brisbane, Australia.
How long was that?
Oh, it was about... oh... well, anyway, it took us about 28 days to cross that space.
On the ship, well, that must have been a long ride.
Yeah, well, that's a long ride.
So you must have got to Australia by what, March?
Yeah, about March, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we trained again. We trained there for a while.
Where were you based at in Australia?
In Australia, we were just kind of scattered all over the camps, you know. Yeah.
Remember what camp you were in?
Let's see. We camped at Ascot.
Ascot.
Kind of a racetrack then open. That's where we camped once for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved us out to
another
camp someplace. I forgot just what the name of it. Yeah.
And then you went from there to...
Port Moresby, New Guinea.
Oh, Port Moresby.
Yeah.
How long were you in Australia?
Oh, that, let's see. Oh, about 6 months, I guess. Just about, yeah.
And then they moved you to, about, what, September?
August, yeah, about September? There. Yeah, about September, yeah.
September
40. Yeah.
To Fort Moresby. Huh?
Yeah.
Were you assigned to a division, or were you guys just about a
kind of fast outfit, you know? Yeah.
Fort Moresby.
Yeah.
New Guinea.
Yeah.
Hot place.
Oh, boy. Man, that's hot. From there, I went to Mellon Bay, in the southeastern part of the island. You know,
Mellon Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And after that, we moved out to another island, two islands kind of together, you know. Oh. You call it Good Enough Island.
Oh, Good Enough Island.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys in combat at this time?
Well, we just patrolled around there. Let's see, before we moved from New England Bay, we went to, Lay, somewhere on there.
Yeah,
on there. we weren't there very long.
And they
moved to New Britain.
New Britain.
That's where we...
What was it?
Island. New Britain.
Oh, New Britain.
New Britain, yeah.
Okay.
So we had our first combat right there.
Okay. Were you the invasion of New Britain? Just, they took you guys in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another outfit there, but... Well, there's a spotlight. It's just a regiment.
What outfit was
I
that?
I think it's 112 Cavalry, I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, I see. And you guys got in fights there?
Yeah.
Combat.
Yeah.
Okay.
After that, we patrolled around there and moved back to Finch Haven, I think it was.
Finch Haven.
Yeah, Finch Haven. That's in New Guinea. There we hopped. You know, kind of move back. I mean, we've towards what's the name of that place now? Humboldt Bay, I think. Humboldt Bay, yeah. So on there, we stayed there for a little while, though.
You're in combat in all these different places?
Yeah, yeah. And after that, we moved to, I think it's in Dutch New Guinea. I forgot the name of that place, too. That's where I got wounded there.
Oh, you wounded? How were you wounded?
Oh, from artillery shell, I mean.
Japanese burst. Fired artillery.
Yeah, Japanese artillery, yeah.
Were you hit bad, or?
Well, it hit my hand right here, see,
oh, yeah.
I broke that and then hit these, but not too bad.
Mm. Your right and your left hand?
Yeah, left hand.
How long were you in the, did they send you to the back hospital? Or?
Oh, yeah, we sent me back to Finch Haven. And we stayed there for about a little over a month, but just about a month and a half, I guess.
Okay. And you went back to your outfit?
Yeah.
What outfit, what company were you in?
F.
F company?
Yeah.
Okay. What battalion was that?
That's the 2nd Battalion, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went back to your outfit?
Yeah, well, my outfit moved out to Philippines already.
Oh, you're at the Philippines?
Yeah.
When was what time, this first wound you got, when was that, do you remember?
That's not about June, I think it was. June date, I can't remember just what it was.
That was June 43?
Yeah.
Your outfit was moved up to?
Yeah, on, Manila, somewhere on in Manila.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are, the outfit was in the Philippines. This is in 1944 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Because I couldn't catch him till we got to southern Luzon.
Okay.
Legaspi.
Huh?
Yeah, Legaspi.
Legaspi?
Yeah. He was there for about, I don't know how many months, quite a while. Of course, we would patrol here and there, you know, then.
Old and...
Yeah, old. Yeah. Okay.
And how long were you in the Philippines?
Well, about a year, I guess. Not quite, maybe. But
where else did you go in the Philippines?
Huh?
Or where else did you go in the Philippines? Did you move down into Manila?
Yeah, my outfit did.
Mm-hmm.
Got to Manila and went to Lingang Gulf, I guess they call
Lingang
it.
Gulf.
We have another part. They made a landing there and came right on and got to Manila. And then they shipped out to that place, Legaspi, in southern Luzon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we fight there for a while. And push them out of there and they move across another village there that was, took about 300 girls, I think, was prisoners, you know, and we had to chase them guys.
What village was that, do you remember?
I can't remember what village was that. But anyway, they told us to go after them.
These were Japanese girls?
Huh?
These were Japanese girls or what?
No, the Philippines.
Yeah.
But we never caught up with them because it was guerrillas, you know, told us that they're up in the mountains someplace.
Yeah.
And by the time we got there, all shot, I guess.
Oh,
most of them, think a lot of graves, you know, the shallow graves over there.
Okay, then.
Oh, yeah.
Where else did you go in the Philippines?
Well, let's see. From there, let's see that village, some village in a way. After that village where they told us that they took a lot of the young girls, you know, we went after it.
Mm.
Went quite a foot of the mountains while we caught some of them guys.
Mm.
They had a tunnel and all that stuff, you know. We blow them out.
Tunnels, huh?
Yeah. We got some of the supplies, trucks and all that stuff. So we stayed there all night.
Where was this at? Do you remember the name of the place?
Ah.
Do you remember the name of the place?
That's well, I can't remember. But anyway, we had a bloody fight there for a while, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hard fight.
We had a big perimeter in the morning. They try to run over us and just stood our ground. We killed about 40 altogether. Bonsai charge.
40 Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just total staggering like that. Slaughter them, you know. We had 50 calibers on the left side, 30s, and about how many doers would. Oh, we sure slaughtered them.
And then, okay. Then, where did you move? Did you move to the coast then, or what did you do?
No, we stayed there and we can order them, you know. There, and everything kind of clear, so they move us back to Legaspi.
Legaspi?
Again, yeah.
To Legaspi.
Legaspi, and we...
Right.
Well, we had little skirmishers there, you know, kind of light. We don't have too much left there. You know, took off. So that's what I got on that rotation.
Oh, you come
up with
that?
Yeah. I was still digging my hole, and they called me over and said, well, better pack up, you're going home.
How many points did you have?
Huh?
How many points did you have, do you remember?
I can't remember so many, but quite a bit.
Oh, you were there from 42 to 45, that was
a
long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you came up on points, huh?
Yeah.
How many of you came up, do you remember? That's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, where'd they send you from there?
Huh?
Where'd they send you from there?
Well, from there, they sent us back to Leyte, the casualty camp.